KWATI@sbcglobal.net. And I am piecing together, I noticed that talk show hosts are picking up my moniker, which is Connect the Dots. I just want to clarify that. That's a copyright, which I'm not going to contest, but the whole thing is when I say Connect the Dots, I'm talking about on Parker Pathways. My attempt is to connect six different disciplines, engineering, law, medicine, and the concept and politics and the new technology, states of the art on alternate technologies that are being developed. And the other point is some talk show hosts are using global research in terms of the thing. I almost came to the focus of trying to promote that to the public. And that was a concept that I'm still sticking with, where the government is still trying to tour their toilet called the sip of conflict, which is a fountain, having children dip their little spoons in there to get them the idea of drinking recycled toilet water. Which brings us to, and that's a real project, folks. And you need to, you know, just try to grab your mind around that. But the thing is that there was a little incident that happened where there was an astronaut interviewed about extraterrestrials, and apparently the astronaut was interviewed in his home in Florida, and I thought there was going to be one hell of an expose about all the evidence that's there about extraterrestrials, and the best the astronaut could do was to say, well, they're watching us, and there may be, the government may have hidden some extraterrestrials in Roswell, New Mexico, and that was the story. And at the same time, the X-Files came out, and the X-Files had a lot of background material in the days when the X-Files were on television. But I thought they would have the photographs show the, they're called entity globes, and around the Earth, the concept of the diagrams and art that's been drawn from 4,000 years ago, the landing sites to develop an evidence and the concept of tissue biopsies and the rest of it. But that didn't happen. Well, we'll come back at the other end of the break and we'll present to connect some dots, some good, some bad. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Pain, It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and it's July 27, 2008 on Republic Broadcasting Network. And this is heard by iPod, and I'm going to institute a new policy. Since I cover over 105 subjects per show, I've decided that this show will be an amalgamation of many questions that have happened over the past year that I haven't been able to answer because I haven't had time. I put them together, but I don't have time on the show. It was only a two-hour show. So I try to cover everyone to keep my karma clean with everybody and work it. So I'll say things like note 115 or 110 or note 90, something on that order. And for our new listeners that are at the university system, and particularly our foreign listeners now that are picking up Parker Pathways, you can use these notes as footnotes in your papers and in your geology and biology and anatomy classes, and also classes in chronology. And I'll mention the note. You just take it down on the piece of paper, and you can keep that and refer it back. And then, of course, you can email me, ask me more about the note. And this way, you'll be able to get references, and which you won't be able to find a lot of them on the Internet. The Internet's a mythology to find. You have to know how to do things in hard copy to be able to go back to the Internet and then do your overall view. I know I used a little show time to explain that, but that's very, I'm going to institute this because many of the global kinds of action have to do with the politics of the anti-globalists and also the people who file amicus curiae briefs in foreign countries in order to have America have international law as part of their view. So I'll be coming back to these kinds of subjects, and every once in a while I'll mention, give you a number. So you write that down, and the subject that's in there, and the subject I'm talking about at that time, and that'll help you out a lot. I wanted to mention something about a statue, which is the Lady of Rocamadour. The Lady of Rocamadour is in France, and it's a Black Madonna. And I wanted to mention the Black Madonna because there are a lot of new movements within the Kali and Hindu goddesses of destruction that's not similar to the Black Madonna. And, of course, the movement that's occurring very quickly across the world are the movements of the Kalis and the Hindu that the Black Madonna had in the foresight, as is called the divine foresight. And the idea of Mary Magdalene, for instance, was really believed in the religious writings as Jesus' bride, and that she was a healer and a whore. And in certain medieval traditions, it is believed yearly that the Magdalene brought the Holy Grail and the child of Jesus from Jerusalem to France. Now, the long process of the Black Madonna is written. It's called A Longing for the Darkness, Tara and the Black Madonna, A 10-Year Journey. And this is printed out by China Galland. And there's Kathleen McGowan, who is the author of The Expected One, who believes that the Mary Magdalene really brought the gospel written by Jesus to, and brought it to France. And then, of course, there's The Legacy of Love. And the Book of Love is a great, which has got the secrets of the writing that the gospel was written, there was once a gospel hidden in the hand of Jesus. And this concept many Christians haven't heard of. The Expected One by Kathleen McGowan has a lot of writing in that area. Now, the whole reason and purpose of this concept of the movement, which is occurring across the global concept of people, is that the access to the older divine writings are always open. This was part of the Lady of Rocamadour in France, and the Black Madonna, and the Black Madonna is something to look into, and the process by which we have access to different forms of religious beliefs to understand how various forms of the Islamic and Muslim fascist concepts are being smoothed over. It's a dangerous movement by the press. It's a dangerous movement. And we try to force people into believing something which is very much into the ability to want to destroy us in America. And I challenge it to the hilt. This show is open to them. I have an open line that anyone like Al Gore's assistant can call at any time, and Al Gore can come on the show if he has the balls. The other thing, too, is that the process I keep talking about, the whole process of bogus scientific models, which has just gone too far to be able to say, well, this is something that is valid. I've always talked about that environmentalists should be challenged in courts with amicus curiae briefs. I stood in the fact when I first started out 2.5 years ago, the concept of the toilet to tap the table initiative, of the poisons that are in the water for real, the trihalomethanes and the other chemical concepts and the bromohalocetic acids that are poisoning us directly right from the tap. Then you have movements, the tapping project, which is made on the idea, well, when you drink out of the tap because the bottle of water is contaminating landfills. Which is another subject, and I've talked about it on every show on something else about that. And then, of course, the doomsday water clock, which I put together with mathematical technology, of technology forecasting mathematics. You think that this is an academic exercise? It is not. This is a worldwide movement in the concept of the control of populations in the world based upon the whole business of having water access, being able to do it. Oil is necessary. You can live without oil, but you can't live without water. And the whole concept of the bioaccumulation, which is a term that I put together, which is a forensic technology concept, is now accepted as an expert witness technology term that can be used in court to be able to work as I'm very proud of that. And the other aspect of the constitutional amendment, to be able to have a right to vote what goes in our food, water, and medical protocols. Medical protocols meaning the testing concepts to do that. The United Nations has now made it formal. I am their bullseye. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that I even welcome. In fact, Demis Xu Ho can call this show if he likes, if he's not beneath him to do it. And the whole thing comes down to the thing, and any one of the delegates that are at the United Nations Assembly, which they meet on, sometimes they meet on the Friday night, coming in so they can fly off to their whorehouses in Sweden. But the whole thing comes down to the fact, where we are, or across the street in New York and just go along on Fifth Street, the whole thing comes down to the fact, they can speak in their language if they like, if they want to hide their particular view. I will not expose them in their language. But they can come in their own language on this show if they like. This is an issue of which you take away the concept of being able not to have a voice in the concept of the position by which you take on your own destiny is going to affect your length of life in a hospital, the development of your medical care, and the concept of the rest of it goes on in the political arena. A good example is the fact that the dark archangel tower, which Mr. Obama spoke in terms in Germany, is issued Heigen Honken, which is the great archangel of the black angel, which was specifically the basis of Heil Hitler. And the whole process of the whole thing on page 17 of the Muslim book based on the appendix that was written by the Obama group has the whole outline of this, even though the Brandenburg Gate was originally selected. Now, I'm not promoting one candidate for president or the other, but I am absolutely, and I've never held back on the whole process. It's wake up, everybody. Understand something very, very important. We are at the brink of one of the greatest global processes of disasters of ourselves. You know why we have a show like this? Because it gives you knowledge to be able to have the knowledge to invent and conceptually get past the mega catastrophes that are imminent, which can happen. You can lose your whole food supply within 4 more weeks. That's not a fear-mongering thing. The government calling and say, well, that's, Dr. Wynn, that's a scaremongering thing. You're a scaremonger. I said, no, I'm just exposing what you haven't done for 9.5 years. So the whole process comes down to the fact that you have Nancy Pelosi in the House of Representatives. You want to talk about doing something? Then she didn't even want to have a vote on the drill bill for oil. Yet the Russians are developing, they say, Mr. Megatov says that the continental shelf of the Arctic is their national heritage. Think about it. Call in number is 800-313-9443. See you at the other end of the break.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker. On the last Parker Pathways show, I was to have a guest who feels that we'd have to go into it, but that the whole concept of weather change and the fires that we've had in the United States are from lightning or from the HEART Project. And nobody's going to attack Iran because they don't, you know, have that process. And meanwhile, I'm on the show mentioning about the transfer of the yellow cake to Hanford, Washington, and to Canada. Some of that stuff came from Saddam Hussein's regime. So that gets taken to Canada. Some takes to Nevada and the rest of it. There wasn't any disagreement concept. The guests just didn't show, but the process is the fact that what I was going to bring out on last week's show, that there were 161 added centrifuges for Iran to add for their four potential nuclear bombs that they're going, you know, they can make from 6,000. Centrifuges for making the nuclear material. The process of this on the state of denial is the fact that the water refuge from those nuclear rods are the basis of the core of what's called the Dimensa Sisas, which is a part of the Kali religion of called Fire Savage, which is called from the gods of the of Mecca to drive down based upon the Avenging Angel, which was part of the pillar that was in Germany. A little bit of history, folks. We have a caller, Mark from Alabama. Are you still there, Mark?
Hey, Dr. Lynn, how you doing today? I got a question for you.
Thanks for calling the show.
I'm kind of curious about using water from my dehumidifier. I run it through a couple of filters, the Aqua Rain, which is, you may be familiar with, the ceramic filtration gravity type thing, and then take it from that and run it through my Berkey. What do you think about that?
Well, let's see. We were talking about world domination, contamination of uranium and water globally. And you come up with a water question that has to do, which if I'm practically, do you know what they call me now in terms of the United Nations? They call me a water baron.
How about that?
Isn't that goddamn amazing? Excuse me. I get the biggest kick out of that. I didn't ever expect it to be called that. But I'm going to tell you something, and I think, look, I'd like to back your question up just a little bit. I'm going to get to it. I think it's very important. Now, everyone tries to dodge the issue that there's arsenic, iron, manganese, and fluoride and uranium is in the water, and it is. It is. And people try to deny it. They absolutely try to deny it. Now, I'm going to give you, this is not a company that is a sponsor or anything of that sort. This is this is from engineering. This is an engineering, civil engineering trade journal. And there's an ad for a company called AdEdge Technology. And they're commercial. There's the big thing. And you, in order for you to take out the arsenic and the uranium, particularly in Alabama, you have to have the picture of the machine covers one half city block.
Well,
it says, this is the ad. This is the ad, Mark. Got arsenic, iron, manganese, fluoride, and uranium? Get AdEdge. They developed and sold more arsenic treating systems than any other company in North America, which is not really quite true, but that's okay. You know, our systems provide a level of quality and simplicity and the most cost-effective technology available today. There are no humidifiers, which is part of your question, are based on years of experience. Our whole specifically designed engineering is for the removal of arsenic and other heavy metals, including the iron and manganese, which is a process of uranium contamination. Now, when you have water coming in the humidifier, you're already reducing out the electron system, the change of the angle of the water molecule. So, it's legitimate for you to actually think that that water is okay for you. Because, after all, it's dripping from your humidifier, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would expect that. Catch a little cup, no, you know, catch, and no problem. But the actual fact of that is that when you change out on the humidifier, the state of the art is not on your side. Because what happens with a water molecule is that it isn't a question of concentrating. It's a question of attracting and taking the uranium that's in the drinking water and combining it with the arsenic. So by the time, and then you pass it through, there's a product on the Berkey one. The Berkey's a straight filter. Nothing wrong if you're dealing with good water at the beginning. So I would really, really recommend that you don't drink the water from your humidifier. The very serious reasons for doing that, for not doing that, you know?
Okay.
Okay?
Great. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I hope you call back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy? Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator and ask your congressman. And ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil, try our 5-pound sampler, and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and call us at 908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org.
This is Parker Pathways, arguing Parker, July 27th, 2008. And based upon on the last caller, Mark, who's asking a very very good question, because a lot of people in the humid and very very hot areas, if you have humidifiers and they do that, and I think that's very legitimate to try to think of that. But I wanted to just back up a bit again. The nuclear power industry has been wanting to mine and has been mining a lot of uranium on the Uraban mineral belt, which is up in Colorado. Colorado, United States of America, for those in other countries. And it has uranium and vanadium regions there that it's estimated that there are the government doesn't want to tell the public totally that, but there's about 63 million pounds of uranium and 330 million pounds of vanadium that have been worked with one way or another in those mines. And what you have here is the pollutants such as radium and selenium that are released in these areas, and it's in Weld County, Colorado, in the town of Nunn, which I'm very familiar with that town. And the thing is that the groundwater contamination will definitely affect the agricultural economy. Because the groundwater system is highly affected by what are called pre-mining conditions. That's an affectionate way to indicate that the pumping solution to the surface on the uranium can cause the attachment of the arsenic and selenium, which goes into another aquifer that are 7 miles south, is one of the largest aquifers in the world. And it feeds the aquifer system for the rest of the United States. And the process of when you use water in its reconfigured form, you end up with a process by which the vanadium and selenium, which is in the water, is no longer attaching properly to the other manganeses that are in the water, and that combines with the bromides, which makes it a killing machine. In rats that are especially bred for cancer, the LD50, or what that's called, a lethal dose, they go the highest dose that'll kill 50% of the population of your test group. That's the LD50 figure. The liposarcoma rat, especially bred for cancer, which is liposarcoma, the rat will live 11 hours. Extrapolated to humans, this is a period of a year and a half. Maximum time to live from any groundwater system that comes from uranium mining. And of course you don't hear about these deaths in other ways, because what happens is that those things are hidden in terms of the data. And that's another show. But I wanted to mention that. I've alluded to it many, many times on many of the Parker Pathway shows. And which brings me to another point, that the how the Environmental Protection Agency is again doing a scientific con with the climate change concept to develop the regulations on the burial of carbon dioxide underground as this new way of pledging the technology of putting what's called carbon sequestering. And the idea is that this will protect the public health and reduce the effect of climate change, which is the bottom sentence handwritten by Benjamin Gumbels, an assistant administrator and for the EPA. And this is supposed to upgrade the 1974 Safe Drinking Water Act. And this includes a new category of injecting wells solely for the carbon dioxide storage and have testing and monitoring and requirements to prevent leaks of carbon dioxide that have been placed in the ground and base it there. Treating essentially the model for this kind of thing is like taking radioactive waste from various forms of focuses, like contaminated radioactive water and the rest of it, and placing it underground. Which has been going on for some time, and of course this affects the groundwater supply as well. Now this is not going on in some isolated elite concept in America. This is happening in America, this is happening in Canada, this is happening in a lot of countries. Now, I can remember the old days where you could go to Indonesia and they just dumped it in the ocean. And I never put two and two together because I was on other missions. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that we're dealing with, if you want to talk about change and being able to work with it, that's something that is based in the political consciousness of what I call the me generation. The other aspect of this whole thing, too, I just want to make a quick point about the EPA's carbon dioxide sequestering. The state-of-the-art technology for doing that is not in its major existence. it is not a good idea, and the whole process of this is, I call it the methane destruction of the Earth. Because the greatest concept of the continent shifts in terms of water systems is based on methane bombs. They're called methane bombs because they amass thousands and thousands of acres under the ocean, particularly of methane under the crust of the Earth, which is now seeping and can be bigger than many, many volcanoes going on at the same time and going off. But the whole thing is that, I'm going to jump subjects, but the whole thing is that this is also something that I've alluded to as the process of doing an expose of something very important. I want to go back to the Russian president Dmitry Medvedev, who has signed actually we'll call it a law, but for Russia it's more than the word copy of mandate, a play on words that America uses. But what they want to do is handpick the oil reserves to be conducted by various companies, and of course, as I said at the break, a couple breaks ago, is that they consider that the continental shelf of the Arctic system is their national heritage. Now, Russia has been building for a long time nuclear ships that can be icebreakers to be able to take and move on the Arctic areas and move the ice apart and be able to work and not have ship breakdowns and going for the oil. They started on this approximately 25 years ago. They realized that oil was their national heritage, and Medvedev is really actually correct in his world, because they just took the continental shelf and they are arguing this point without even, they don't even worry about arguing. All they say is they're taking it and that's it. So the idea is that the oil that they take will be approximately 50%, and it's over with, 50% of the oil revenue, oil reserves that are known anyway, they will control on the planet. There's a couple openings of oil fields in North Pole, which America says, well, they know about, but they won't drill. Nancy Pelosi won't have a drill bill. And at the same time, we're playing with real fire in terms of understanding the survival mode of our country. And I do think that Governor Rick Perry of Texas has, in his thinking, has a good idea. He wants to double the nuclear power plants in Texas, and I believe there are four nuclear power plants in Texas, and he wants to double them. I think he has the concept of the right thinking to proceed with that. I do feel strongly that the alternate technologies for dealing with the radioactive water needs to be developed. I never hide the fact that I'm working on that at all times, and keeping track of it in terms of the state of the alternate technologies, which can be used for the regular concept of the highly poisonous tap water that we have in the United States. And people always show some poor soul in India who's being poisoned by arsenic in the water and saying, well, that's been killing people, and let's send $2 billion over to India to take care of it. But the problem is, I think the last figure last week was $2 billion of American money to go to India to take care of arsenic in the water. Let me tell you, folks, they should have spent the $2 billion here in America. We have a worse arsenic problem than India does. They use arsenic over there for their cultural art and their lifestyle and the process by which they mine. Which they mine, by the way, diamonds. They mine the process of gold, which, by the way, is going to be resumed in the United States of America using what's called the uranium process on reverse uranium process for the extraction of gold very quickly. That's because of the elimination, the planned elimination of currency in America, and only have it electronic, and have gold as only the standard, and so everybody's buying gold and they're thinking you're going to work it through. Of course, you have to have a buyer, and I think the whole process that Barack Obama has promoted with was called the Civilian National Security Force. In his words, National Security Force, Civilian National Security Force, one that's just as powerful and just as strong, just as well-funded as the Pentagon. And this is called the self-righteousness of the me generation concept, which is a process by which part of the Civilian National Security Force's duties is kind of a bent page from Homeland Security, is to keep track of people who have gold, to keep track and take, plunder, confiscate, in terms of extending the eminent domain laws. That's what the fella said, and take it or leave it, but you better pay attention and wake up everybody. I'm not saying that the other fellow running for presidential candidacy is any better. I don't like both of them, but the whole process is it's going to come down to push and shove, and it's going to be tough who lives and dies. You've got laws being passed in the states of the United States of America which are called end-of-stage care policies that are going to be in the hospitals within the next week. First time in America they have on a pink page where you put down the idea of what you want in terms of who lives and dies and make it formalized. When the Hippocratic Oath was changed in the 70s, it was the idea that you could put a patient on a gurney and put it in the hallway and have them die and not be liable for it. The whole thing comes down to the fact, there you go. Yeah, you used to have John Foxworthy, you know, and the redneck guys. Those guys had it right. There's your sign. I want to make a bill. I didn't have a chance on last week's show because I was expecting a guest to talk about how lightning is being caused by the HART Project to create fires, but the fact that, you know, there isn't any possibility of Iran being attacked by Israel. I'm not saying I endorse that. I'm just saying that the whole process is it'd be an interesting interview. But I missed the tribute to Michael DeBakey, a cardiac surgeon, and he passed away, and I met Dr. DeBakey way toward the end of his career, and he had developed a new surgery for the lower intestine and in humans. he was really responsible for the concept of mass units in the war, and also the Veteran Administration Hospital Research System. I don't have anything else to say except it's an honor to even mention his name as far as I'm concerned. And he also devised the roller pump for a heart lung machine. That was, of course, called an extracorporeal bypass, and he was the one that started that, where you can place the blood outside the body and keep it circulated extracorporeally through various pipes and tubes while you're trying to replace the heart. One of the things about Michael DeBakey ties into what I'm saying about human life. His version was that he never felt that charging people for heart transplants was really out of 600. He did about 60,000 operations, I understand. And the whole point was, it wasn't a question of the charging. He never believed. He saw it coming 20 years earlier than it happened, where patients were starting to be put aside to die. And I wish that I had been wise enough. When you're young, and you're out there, and you're sopping up the knowledge and the whole thing. You got your eye on the nurses, and you're doing other things, and you're working your little behind off, and you miss it. You know, you miss the social movements. DeBakey warned everybody that we were going to be in the situation that we're in today. My hat's off to you, Doc. God bless you. We'll come back at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. Call.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
There you go.
You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try it today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wen Parker, July 27, 2008. And the mention is not an idle mention. The new mortgage law that's been placed in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the social planners, of course, are going to be working on that to privatize it. But the whole thing is, it'll cost, the estimated cost that they're not telling the public openly, but there are some people talking about it, will be about $25 billion. And, of course, the catch in here is the idea that you have to have the bank to renegotiate on that mortgage. And I was going to talk about it in the next hour in terms of portfolio planning. But the whole thing is that the infrastructure of the United States of America would require $1.5 trillion as an estimate. We're at $10.9 trillion in debt right now. And, of course, the government's made it clear any homes that comes in, they have no intention of replacing the infrastructure of the United States of America. And, of course, I started 2.5 years ago on air with the assumption that the government at least pull off some parts of this to make it work. And I'm going to go on this in the next hour. I'm going to try to get John from Tennessee. John, are you on air? John from Tennessee? Is John on air?
Hello?
Hello, is John from Tennessee on air?
Yes, I am, Dr. Parker.
Thanks for calling the show.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call. I've got
a
question.
You only have a couple minutes, but
all right,
we'll try to get you in.
Very quickly, I'd like to know if you have any contacts in the State Department. I've got it from someone that I consider to be pretty liable, that a great number of them are leaving the Bush administration and going to Costa Rica. Apparently they believe something is in the works for the month of September. And I wondered if you may know anything about that.
Well, I think that there are four theories that are floating on the Beltway. One is martial law in the United States of America taking over the currency. An attack by Israel on Iran, of course, is already planned, but no one wants to admit that. Also, the determination of a complete lockdown of all resources in the United States under United Nations command. Theory four is an invasion of a major concern, which is really being thought. I mean, hello, is anybody there?
Right.
You asked the question, so we got to get the answer here. Anything? And so the process here is that it has to occur before August 8th.
Before August 8th.
That's because, well, that's when the Olympics start. So between August 8th and August 24th, things will be kind of quiet, I think. Now, these are all hypotheses. I'm tuned in and connected. Well, the state. Why should the State Department? They can't go to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac because they usually, when they get out of the government in the revolving doors, that's where they get their jobs. They make over $2 million a year, and so the whole process. I mean, they have to get offshore. All the major banks are offshore already. At least estimated, the best rumor that's going on in the State Department is the fact there are going to be at least two banks a week that are going to go bankrupt. So that's the reality, you know? If that happens or not, I don't know.
I thought if anyone had some insight on it, it would be you.
That's where I'm at. I know it's not good news, but that's where it's going, you know?
Well,
maybe nothing will happen. Maybe everybody will go to a national park owned by the United Nations. Who knows?
Maybe after the break you can address possibly something going on in Sacramento at that time.
Yeah, well, I have a lot to cover. I'll sure be glad to, John.
Let me tell you why.